Siobhan Powles.
So my storied career as a lawbreaker began in my teen years. This story goes back to when I was in college, and I was driving with my boyfriend and my best friend's brother, and we had all gone, because it was college and we just did stuff like, we went out to some nightclubs the night before in Boston, and then we decided we were going to drive to New Hampshire and go skiing. And so we had all of our, like, you know, nightclub stuff and all of our ski stuff and everything in the car, and I was driving my boyfriend's car, which was a big Cutlass Supreme that had cruise control, and that was kind of a fancy thing back then, because it was the 80s, it was a while ago. And we're driving along the highway, and we're in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire state troopers have a reputation for being very tough, and we're driving along, and all of a sudden I see, you know, this car pull out behind me, and he has his lights on, and he pulls me over, and he says, you know, license and registration. Well, I can't find my license. I don't know where it is. He says, stay in the car. And he said, well, he told me that I was speeding. And I said, no, I wasn't. And he said, yes, you were. And I said, no, I wasn't. And he said, yes, you were. I clocked you. You were going 75 miles an hour. I said, no, this car has cruise control, and I had it set for 55. I was not speeding. And he said, well, where is your license? I said, I don't know. So he says, stay in the car. And he goes back, and he sits in his car, and you know, they make you sit there and sit there and sit there. And so while I'm sitting there, I think, well, I know I have my license, you know, and so I start going through all the things from the nightclub last night. It was my cute purse, not the one that I had for going skiing, but the one that I had for in the nightclub the night before. So I get my license, and I'm kind of going like this, waving it out the window, and he's sitting in the car ignoring me, and, you know, he comes up to the car, and he says, I'm writing a ticket for driving without your license. I said, but I have my license. And he said, well, you didn't have it when I asked you for it. And I said, yes, I did. I just didn't know which purse it was in. And he said, well, you're supposed to give it to me when I ask you for it. And I said, look, there's a law against driving without your license. There's no law against being disorganized. And my boyfriend and my sister's brother are sitting in the back seat, and they're just going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And the guy looks at me, and I look at him, and I said, I have it right here. So he takes the ticket, he crumples it up, he gets in his car, and he pulls out with his tires squealing, and that was it. He left, and they just sat there looking at me going, we would be in jail right now. We would be in jail right now. And I was like, but I had my license. So that was my the start of my illustrious career as a lawbreaker.